Oklahoma to continue to expand the minds that God has given us.
On the Rock Ministries, students can contact the On the Rock Ministries to be considered for the nomination to receive the annual scholarship to attend Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Tri-County Tech's Student Opportunity Night takes place at Nowata High School. This event will be Tuesday, 6 p.m., room 117 at NHS 707 West Osage Avenue. Adult Outreach and Enrollment Specialist Randall Jones will be on site to talk about the programs Tri-County Tech has to offer. Jones will talk about the opportunities for financial assistance for adults provided by Cherokee Nation as well. More information, call 918-331-3269. News on the air, on the web, on your app, and on Alexa, I'm Tom Davis. Good morning and welcome to the Green Country Gardener Program with our expert, Larry Glass. Stay tuned for a free hour of fun and free advice to make that garden and that lawn look great. The Green Country Gardener Program is brought to you by Green Thumb Nurseries and Greenhouses, Peter's True Value Hardware, Kelly Banks Tree Service, and United Rentals.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's time now for the Green Country Gardener Program. I'm Tom, he's Larry Glass, and your phone calls are at 1-800-749-5936. You've been busy. You haven't had any rain. You got caught up, I hope.
No.
No.
The rain, golly, what a nightmare.
We're getting through. Well, you got a little bit of rain yesterday, but that didn't count. It was just itty bitty.
That was. And, of course, what were we doing when the rain hit?
Plant trees?
Little concrete work.
Oh, golly. That doesn't mix well at all.
No, nothing at all. So, hey, guys, it's not going to be raining all day long. Let's kind of do something else and come back to it. So,
about 1 o'clock you did.
So, it was quite a day. So, anyway, 2021-1211 is today's date.
Yay.
Ooh, that's a lot of twos and ones. Mm-hmm. But anyway, good time to plant trees right now. This last week, we planted a shantung maple. A shantung maple is kind of an interesting maple tree. It
has an interesting name.
The leaf looks something like like something in between a sweet gum and a maple is what the leaf looks like. Mm-hmm. But it's noted for its strong central leader and rather smallish leaves. Mm-hmm. And excellent fall color and drought tolerance. We planted this one in somebody's yard. It's been a while since it rained, and we dug it up. And dry as a bone.
Ooh.
Man, it was dry. And then we got down to the shale layer, and I said, well, you know, 100 years ago, this probably would have had oil in it, but Frank Phillips got all the oil out of it, so he just got shale now. He just laughed. He thought that was funny. But anyway, so anyway, the point is, if it's dry like that and you plant a tree, mm-hmm. through the diffusion, the soil or the water you put in that around the tree, it's just going to be, mm-hmm. it's going to be pulled right out of it. So we have to be very conscious of watering, not only our new stuff but our established stuff when the ground is dry like it is right now. So just a heads up, huh? Yep.
Watch out.
Just because it's cold doesn't mean the plants are asleep. The root systems actually are still growing when it's warm like this. And they're getting better established and all that. So we need to make sure we have water in our plants. And there's nothing worse for a plant than going into a cold spell, which one of these days we're going to have one.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Oh, boy.
25.
Big deal. Yeah. But nonetheless, there's nothing worse for a plant going into a cold spell than being dry. Mm-hmm. So protect your investment. Make sure your plants are well watered. And you don't really have to be so much water. Just look at the soil, the moisture content of the soil. Mm-hmm. There's no schedule. Every situation is different. There's really no schedule for when to water. Mm-hmm. You just have to know.
If it needs it, give it some.
You just have to know when to water. Yeah. But you don't water it. There's no when about it. You just have to know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get some rather nasty looks when I say, ask, well, how often should I water it? I say, well, when it gets dry. And that's kind of a tough question for some people, mm-hmm. or a tough answer. And you just have to just check it. Just check the moisture
check
content.
Check it, see how it's going.
That's the best, yeah. That's the best way to do it. Most plants are killed by too much water. So anyway, it is a great time to plant some trees. We do have some big ones at the nursery, some small ones too. Anything from ginkgos to maples to... We even have a Kentucky coffee tree.
You do?
Yes.
Well.
Gymnocladus darwicea. However, it's a male tree. It's a male clone, if you will. You don't want the female Kentucky coffee trees because of the big pods that come down. And it's called a coffee tree because the beans inside those pods can be roasted to a beverage that tastes similar to coffee. Mm. So kind of a pioneer kind of thing. But anyway, so we got a good pretty good selection of trees right now. Shrubs also, most of them can be planted right now. I don't like to plant, say, dwarf nandinas at this point in the year. They tend to defoliate when it gets really cold. Mm-hmm. And they're real slow to come back in the spring. So it's a bit of a letdown in the spring when it gets warm and you got this dead-looking thing. So just wait a while. It'll leaf out. They do, you know. But some people get impatient. So, I'll replace it. Don't worry about it. Put it back in the pot. It's ready to go again. So, anyway.
Just put some dirt on it.
It's still a good time. And golly, we landscape all year round. I mean, right now I've got drainage work and retaining walls to do, so. As well as some landscaping, so.
You don't hibernate in the winters.
And actually, the last 10 years, we've been busy all winter long. We haven't made very many repairs at the nursery. Mm. Oh my goodness!
Woo.
Yeah, how much bubble gum can you use to fix stuff up?
Well, you've made it work.
It works. The Bobcat starts in the morning still.
That's
pretty good. So anyway, in the landscape, good time to trim your trees. Look for damage from this last summer's weather.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness we didn't get that weather down in Arkansas and Tennessee and Kentucky and all that. My goodness. Did you saw the
Illinois
news this morning?
Yeah, jeez. Tornadoes all over the place.
That's crazy. But, you know, they kind of get that this time of year.
Yeah, it's called the second season. Yeah. In springtime, you get that, you know.
We get it over here. Yeah. We get it out. Yeah,
yeah, boy.
So, anyway, it's a really kind of a good time to do that and do your gardening whatnot in the house. So, good time to trim trees. And like I said, look for damage on the trees, cracked bark and all other kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Trim back your damaged branches. Always follow proper procedures. And I was at a house a while back, and we were doing some landscape work, and they had their trees trimmed, but they left little stubs sticking out. And I said, oh, that's an absolute no-no.
Mm.
You want to always cut those branches that you cut off. You always want to cut them as flush as possible to the to the tree, so it'll have a chance to heal over, to heal around that, and carry on with its life. So it's very hard on a tree to have a stub sticking out, and it tries to heal up, and it...
Yeah, it doesn't. You're not doing any favors.
No, not at all. So
none.
You always cut them flush. So it is a good time to trim those trees up a little bit. So I've got to do a little bit of that stuff at my house, too.
Mm-hmm.
Have to have one taken out, too. But anyway, so... Yeah. That's what's to be done there.
Yeah.
And as far as your shrubs are concerned, I wouldn't do too much with them. I do like to cut them back in February. About the middle
St. Valentine's Day Massacre
about
type
the middle
thing?
Of February. And golly, here it is, middle of December, January, what, 2 months away. Mm. That's hard to believe. It'll be time to start getting ready for spring. Yeah. And in the lawn right now, it's kind of a quiet time. It is warm enough, though, that some of the weeds are starting to really show up. And if you want to do some elimination of weeds in your garden, you missed the pre-emergent window, perhaps.
Yeah, I did. You've been by, haven't you?
Yeah, you can use post-emergent herbicides as long as the temperature is good. Now, now, it's 32 degrees right now.
Mm.
And they really won't work on the plants then. So we have to have a warm spell for these herbicides to work. So.
Might be out of time on that one.
I wouldn't use a weed and feed at this point because we just don't have the temperature for it to work.
It won't work very well at
no,
all.
No, it'll just feed there. The grass. I won't use it until it'll be gone by the time the grass needs it in the spring. So I wouldn't use a weed and feed right now. So probably the best thing on your grass is to, at this point, is to do nothing. And we were putting in some sod yesterday, and it was dormant, of course, this time of year. but there's a little bit of growth coming on it. So it's been warm long enough for some of the Bermuda grass to wake up. So before you use something like Roundup on your weeds, you need to look carefully at your Bermuda grass mm-hmm. and see if it is emerging. And it might have a emergence mm-hmm. in a long period of warm weather. And that's a tissue that can absorb your Roundup, your glyphosate, rather, and actually cause some damage to the Bermuda grass. And you'll have some sporadic die-off in it in the spring when it tries to come up. So look at it real carefully before you zing those weeds.
You don't want to start the spring off spotty.
No. So there is, around the edge of the curb, for instance, where it's a little bit warmer, that you'll see some green grass coming up. Uh-huh. And it'll die off. It won't kill the grass when it freezes again. It'll do okay.
All right. Tell you what, we're going to take a break right now, and for our stations along the line, this one's going to be a little bit longer than usual. It's going to be about 3 minutes and 30 seconds, so we'll be back in 3 minutes and 30 seconds after this timeout.
The Family Christmas Album is being brought to you by Bartnett IP.
Bartnett IP, an internet service provider, puts themselves in your shoes when it comes to relying on the internet. Their platform is to provide their customers with secure, reliable, high-speed internet at affordable prices. Keeping up with the latest technology, high-speed wireless internet services. At Bartnett IP, they give you added convenience and mobility with your computer network. Bartnett IP, where speed and reliability matter. 918-333-2200.
Men, I've called you here today because of the common bond we all share. Now, I don't think I have to remind any of you that it's the holiday season, do I? I said, do I?
No, sir!
In fact, with Christmas here, we all know we have a lot of work ahead of us. Am I right?
Sir, yes, sir!
Then we don't have much time to waste. Williams, you have a question?
Yes, sir. See, my wife said she wants a new dishwasher, so I bought her diamond earrings instead. Was that okay?
Very good, soldier. We never buy our wives the practical gifts they request. Deep down, they always want romance. Still, it wouldn't hurt to get the dishwasher, too.
Yes, sir.
The most important thing is that we remember to get our wives what they want, not what they need. Let's not forget what happened to Schlinsky after he got his wife snow tires last year. Schlinsky, a reminder, please.
She used the tires to run over my golf clubs.
And what are you getting her this year?
A dishwasher?
No. This Christmas, take time to get to know the people in your life. A message from Focus on the Family and this station.
The Family Christmas Album has been brought to you by Bartnett IP.
Who do I call to get my trees trimmed?
Kelly Banks Tree Service.
Who can grind up these stumps in my yard?
Kelly Banks Tree Service.
There's a dead tree right by my house and I'm nervous it might fall.
Well, you better call Kelly Banks Tree Service.
What's that number?
It's 918-335-7000. It's 918-335-7000.
Call them today for your tree trimming, stump grinding, and tree removal needs.
That's 918-335-7000. 918-335-7000.
It's Christmas a la carte time, and this year promises to be better than ever. The homes on tour are the homes of Linda and Keith Cleaver in Pilsom Farm, Janelle and Scott Leonard, 2108 Coventry Court, and Paige and Andrew Kimry, 1211 Dogwood Court, where you'll find the bake shop. And after the tour, find your sweet treat at the Sugar Plum Shop at the Jewel Box Hotel Apartments, 211 South Johnstone. The Christmas a la carte is sponsored by RBS Bank, with proceeds benefiting the Bartlesville Civic Ballet. Times and dates are today from 10 to 4 and tomorrow from 1 to 4. Ticket prices are $20 in advance and $25 at the door. Tickets are available at Moxie on 2nd.
All right, good morning. It is 8:22. You know something, Larry? I took a little cold medicine this morning, and I've just been just a little off. You know how that works?
I didn't notice any difference.
Everything, I'm just kind of walking through it here today.
Poor
but folks, that's okay. Folks, you can call in at 1-800-749-5936. Yeah, you can carry my load, I guess.
Sure.
What do you got going on over there, Larry?
Anyway, the tree of the week is a flowering dogwood. Mm-hmm. And the flowering dogwood grows up to 30 feet tall in its native habitat. This is Bartlesville, the land of hackberries and Johnson grass.
Boy, don't I know it.
Anyway, so it's a kind of a moderate to slow grower, and dogwood is somewhat picky as to how and where it is planted. It prefers well-drained soil with little or no clay content. Part sun is preferred. Mm-hmm. Under the shade of oaks will suit it very well. It doesn't cooperate very well with maples or hackberry trees.
It just doesn't
get along with those at all. The root system tends to be more aggressive, whereas the dogwood tree has a more recessive, I guess, root system. It doesn't compete very well with those. And actually, some are doing well in the open and in the most unlikely places. Yeah. So I remember back in college, we were doing a design for a road there in Athens, Georgia. It was a design exercise. And some of the students had dogwood trees planted along the road, which would be kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Boy, the professor just eviscerated them, excoriated them for putting dogwoods that close to a road.
Put them through a lot of pain, he did.
Yeah, F. But
wow!
No, not really. So it's just one thing. They're not a good street tree, in other words.
I gotcha.
But there are some doing very well in a situation like that. Believe it or not, here in Oklahoma, where it gets to be, 5,000 degrees in the summertime?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Geez, you put the road, the heat of the road on top of that.
No.
Yeah. Plus all the drivers sliding around in the ice, banging into them and all that, tearing them up. So they do pretty good here, don't they?
Yeah.
So they are adaptable, adaptability in the above ground sector. Mm-hmm. But very little adaptability as far as its growth in the ground is concerned.
Got it.
The amount of drainage, the porosity of the soil pH, etc. So they're really put on a spectacular show in the spring, but there are some rules to follow when planting a dogwood tree. And one, of course, is 10 to 15 feet away from the house at the closest in an area that perhaps has a little bit of shielding from the midday sun. And it'll do okay. It won't get leaf scorched pretty bad. I have seen some out in the full sun. They do look a little scorchy, if you will, in the summertime, but they survive okay. Uh-huh. And they have a susceptibility to stem anthracnose, stem canker, and all those diseases that you can get too. Mm-hmm. And that's usually a byproduct of poor air drainage or a poor soil. Get it out, Larry. Poor soil drainage.
Mm-hmm.
And the criteria for the well-drained soil, the somewhat loose, highly organic, somewhat low pH soil, is met, they should do fine.
Very good.
So, anyway.
Just make sure your ingredients is right. There you go.
Yeah, another thing they get pretty bad are borers. It'll just eat them up in no time, so watch out for those too. And borers, so typically in trees, will attack the tree on the southwest side of the tree.
The warm side. The
warm side in the wintertime, yes. And I've talked about this before in the past about that when you walk up to a tree and you see us, this is what's wrong with this tree. And I was at a house where there's a whole row of maple trees, and they were all kind of sickly. And I said, "What's wrong with these trees? Look what's happening on this southwest side of the tree.
Little teeny holes."
You see a very consistent pattern to this on the southwest side of the tree. The bark is peeling off. Mm-hmm. You say, "Oh, I never noticed that." Well, yeah, that's what the problem is. You got borers in them.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, what do I do? Well, I told them what to do. And get some imidacloprid and pour on the ground, and it'll soak it up and knock them out and keep them clean for about a year. And so you're going to want to reapply this stuff pretty much on an annual basis just to control these borers until they can get better established and strong. The borer really will not go into a tree that's very healthy and growing very well.
It picks out the sick one.
Yeah, I guess there's more sugar in the sap or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, or just coincidence, or what the rule of thumb is on that. But you really don't see borers on a very healthy tree. So you can do something about that. So anyway, borers on the dogwoods are a bit of a problem too. So You want to water this one infrequently when you do water it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to let it dry out between waterings because it is not a swamp tree.
It's not a swamp tree, not
exactly.
at all.
Exactly. So they like full open situation, well drained. Okay?
All right.
Caller?
We got a caller. Hi, good morning. Welcome. Your question for Larry.
Yes, I have. Somebody told me about a fellow who every year, I don't know whether it's in spring or the fall, he puts bone meal and peat moss around his dogwood tree.
Yeah.
And I was wondering about that.
Well, the peat moss has a low pH. And if you integrate it into the soil, it'll help keep the soil loose, and it'll help allow the soil to dry out a lot between waterings. So, yeah, there's some good truth in that, too. You can just use a good layer of mulch, too. But the bone meal, that gives you some calcium, and it might help the tree out a little bit, I think, calcium carbonate. But or just elemental calcium. It doesn't hurt plants to put that on there. But I would say they would probably cancel each other out as far as soil pH is concerned.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, bone meal is good. Bone meal is good for your spring bulbs, too. It helps strengthen the stems and all that.
Ah, okay.
So,
and I have another question, but it's not on the same topic. You always say keep your shovel sharp.
Yes.
And people tell me, you need to keep your pruners, you need to keep everything sharp. And I'm going, how do you do that without ruining them?
we have a shovel sharpening Monday, about every other Monday. We just use a grinder, an angle grinder, and you don't want to have it too acute angle. You want a fairly steep angle when you do sharpen it, because you do need some strength on the tip of your shovel, because if you hit a rock or something, it might rip your shovel, actually rip the blade on it. I broke a shovel last week, too. Tore it up, too.
Oh, no.
But anyway, so, yeah, you do a kind of a blunt tip on it. And it's good because our soil is a little bit on the heavy side here, and we do encounter a lot of roots and things in the soil, too.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
All right. There you go. Another satisfied customer. Tell you what, Larry, we've got to take a time out here, and we will be back in just a moment after this two-minute time out.
Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is getting busy and getting ready for the holidays. You'll find new shipments of pansies and flowering kale. Get ready for the holidays with amaryllis bulbs and Christmas cactus that they have available. And check out their new shipments of trees and shrubs. Right now is a great time to sow fescue seed and apply pre-emergent for winter weeds. Come see what's new at Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, noon to 5 Sunday.
Hello, this is Tim from United Rentals. What United Rentals brings to the table, we have a lot of fleet. You may not see it sitting on our yard, but it's usually within an hour or two away, and we will make that happen. If we need to go to Oklahoma City, we need to go down to Tulsa. If you need a piece of equipment, we have it. A lot of people don't realize we go up into Independence and Notoche. We go up into Kansas. We run about 100-mile radius from Bartlesville. You can give us a call at United Rentals, 918-333-9555.
It's Christmas a la carte time, and this year promises to be better than ever. The homes on tour are the homes of Linda and Keith Cleaver in Pilsom Farm, Janelle and Scott Leonard, 2108 Coventry Court, and Paige and Andrew Kimry, 1211 Dogwood Court, where you'll find the bake shop. And after the tour, find your sweet treat at the Sugar Plum Shop at the Jewel Box Hotel Apartment. The Christmas a la carte is sponsored by RBS Bank, with proceeds benefiting the Bartlesville Civic Ballet. Times and dates are today from 10 to 4, and tomorrow from 1 to 4. Ticket prices are $20 in advance and $25 at the door. Tickets are available at Moxie on 2nd.
Ooh, You're listening to the Green Country Gardener Program, and our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. Larry Glass is our expert. I'm Tom Davis. I'll take your calls. And it is 8:32. What's next on the old pegboard here?
Yeah, we were planting a tree and all that.
We hit
some rock, and I just split the blade right in half.
Oh, you did? Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's one of my guy's shovels, too. His favorite shovel. He had the angle he really liked. It just split right down the middle. I go, whoop, well, I'll go buy another one. So we went to the store and bought another shovel. But anyway.
Pick one out, Timmy. One you like. It's okay.
So anyway, dogwood trees, probably plant them in an area that drains real well. They should do just fine. And keep in mind, they're a forest floor soil. And if your soil doesn't pass the drop test, chances are you're going to lose your dogwood. Mm. That is, from hip, it should... with average moisture in it, the soil should shatter. Mm-hmm. And check the clay content and all that. And one way to check, and we've talked about this before, is do the stratification test, where you just get a big old jar and put some dirt and water in it and shake it up. And it'll, the contents of the soil will settle in layers.
It does, yeah.
And that'll tell you what's in your soil.
What's rocking in there.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool, too. Uh-huh. So anyway, that leads us to another spring plant, which is the shrub of the week, which is forsythia.
Forsythia?
Forsythia has an intense yellow flower show in the spring for about 35 seconds. if we don't have a freak freeze, which we always do.
Yes, we do.
It's easy to grow just about anywhere. You give it plenty of room to grow, though. This one gets fairly large. Uh-huh. And... does well in on a back fence rather than close to the house. In other words, you want to put it in an area where you can kind of blend it in with the landscape, but don't try to make it a mainstay, because it doesn't have much of a mainstay to it. It's not very significant otherwise. And I like to use these in a landscape composition when you do have a lot of room, uh-huh, or something that can give you a brilliant splash of color in the spring. And if the weather is moderate, the flowers will last quite some time, really.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not always that way. But anyway, this is a member of the... olive family, actually. Mm-hmm. It's related to olives, of course, and Iliagnus. Other things kind of follow in the same the same family, if you will, the Russian olive and everything else. So, and it's very resistant to a lot of insects and diseases. Mm-hmm. But it only lasts about 7 to 10 years. It gets stem anthracnose, which is unavoidable in the forsythia. And they have the plant itself has a workaround for that. In other words, it grows in this arching habit by nature. Mm-hmm. And these branches grow out, and they sort of fall to the ground. They hit the ground, then they go to root. Yes.
That's how they do what they do.
And then those will grow up.
Clumpy. And
clumpy, clumpy. Then they'll arch out. Ah. And next thing you know, you get one plant that's sort of like this exponential growth rate. Mm-hmm. You've got a big bramble of brilliant, brilliant yellow color in the spring. Mm-hmm. And any other time, it just birds like it. You know. I don't see kind of rumble in it. There are some varieties of forsythia that don't get so big, mm-hmm, like that. So, but for just a little splash of color in the spring, it really can't be beat. And some years, they just simply don't bloom, uh-huh, just because we have this weird weather. And some years, they just put on a really good show. So it's just a weather factor on that. But they're easy to grow, very easy to grow. They don't have very many requirements as far as fertilization, watering is concerned. They're drought tolerant and so on. You just kind of ignore them, as of most members of the olive family. So it's a good one to put in the landscape. Maybe incorporate it into a screen, if you will, and have different plants that do different things. You can have this plant, maybe a flotinia for some red color in the spring, too. Flowering quince associates nicely with this one because they bloom at about the same time. And they have a similar growth habit in that they kind of spread.
They go everywhere, man.
And then the bloom time is about the same. Uh-huh. So, and for some fall color, you might, on your hedgerow, you might put some burning bush in, mm-hmm, and some evergreen interest, and there's some hollies and things in there. So, so if you do want to do a screen in a hedgerow to create some interest in that hedgerow, you can plant some flowers that bloom at certain times like that.
Got
so
it.
Anyway, forsythia is kind of a cool plant, easy to grow, and very good color.
So, all right, cool. Good.
Anyway, roses, time to trim back now if you didn't do it during Thanksgiving and you fell asleep.
Mine are blooming. Larry?
I know, some people's are. And we were at a house, and I said, God, these knockout roses are so big, they're taking over everything. They need to be cut back. Okay, go ahead. Well, stubble, you know. But anyway, so yeah, you can trim them back to about 18 to 24 inches. So.
Yeah, these big old purple ones.
Yeah,
that are,
and if you do have some hybrid tea roses at this point in time, you want to cover up the graft. Mm-hmm. Cover up that graft and corruption. A lot of the hybrid tea roses, if you even have some of those, they have a more aggressive wild root stock. Mm-hmm. And then they're grafted to a desirable hybridized top stock. And they do that so the blooms are bigger and more pronounced, more of them too. Because it takes a heavy root system to produce enough energy to grow one of these big blooms. Mm-hmm. So it does take a lot of considerable energy for that to work. So just cut them back at this point, and you want to shield that graft just so the top stock doesn't die all the way.
Got it.
And you can put a layer of leaves on it, then maybe some soil on top of that, mm-hmm. and it'll help shield it from the cold of the winter.
Got it.
So not much to do on roses but that. So like I said, now is a good time to plant trees in the landscape. Mm-hmm. So inventory is in pretty good shape right now. We've sold a lot of trees. So it's not the best, but we sold most of them.
Got a lot of timber going out.
Yeah. And have we got a caller?
I believe so.
Let's All right.
Go ahead and give it a shot. Hi, good morning. You're on with the Green Country Gardener, and your question or comment for Larry.
Yeah, speaking of planting trees, somebody wanted to try to plant, say, 10 or 20 trees that would be Christmas trees.
Uh-huh.
What would you do?
Well, a lot of the Christmas tree farms around here grow Scotch pine and they grow Virginia pine. Those are the two species that most of the, if you want a pine tree, those are the ones they would grow. If you want a spruce, I would...
Virginia pine and Scotch pine. Okay.
Virginia pine and Scotch pine, those are two good pine trees. Black Hill spruce does pretty well here too for a spruce tree. It's not the blue spruce, but Black Hill spruce does quite well here. So those are the species I would probably choose for a Christmas tree to grow, say, in it.
I heard you talking last week about protecting the bark with a synthetic wrap and an oil. Now, uh-huh. I've got some big pecan trees down by a lake that the beaver have been getting.
Yeah.
So for that, I mean, and these are some big trees and several.
Right.
So you guys sell this synthetic wrap?
Yeah, we do.
In big rolls?
Not it, now. If you really want to go economical on that, you can get you a roll of weed mat, and we do this now and
weed
then.
Weed mat.
When we
like
have
that black stuff.
Uh-huh. When we have a special situation, I'll take a hacksaw, and cut it into a smaller strip. Now and then we'll have a situation.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, because I've been using just some wire mesh, but that's I'm out of that.
Yeah, the beaver might get stuck on that. Then you have to try to get him loose. But, the weed mat works. I like the woven polypropylene weed mat real well. And you take, they come
okay,
in.
Okay, so now you guys sell that or where else? You just find that in another number of places?
We have a good quality woven polypropylene. Mm-hmm. And you can just take it hacksaw.
And what's the name of your store?
Pardon?
Here in Cottonville?
Green Thumb Nursery.
Green Thumb in Bartlesville.
In Bartlesville.
Oh, Bartlesville.
Yeah.
Okay. And I heard about applying oil, you know, and you guys, I think we're talking more about like your expensive maples and stuff.
Yeah,
but I'm talking, some big trees and several of them. So it'd be a lot of oil. Now, what if somebody just used, and this is, I assume a beaver's a rodent, so I assume oil would work against the beaver.
Yeah, use a dormant oil or neem oil.
Neem.
Yeah.
Neem or dormant. So you wouldn't want to use your used motor oil?
No. 30 weight, it'll kill a tree. Yeah, totally kill them. So, neem oil works very well for insect control, like scale and stuff like that. Neem oil and the dormant oil. It's an emulsifiable oil that once it, you know, breaks down in the water. So, don't use motor oil, no.
And then, so what they've done on two of the real big trees that I really like, and they're also kind of holding in some ground by a lake, is the beavers have gotten all the bark, and they haven't gotten in through that yet.
Right.
Now, I know when they've gone in past the bark and they're getting into more of the center of the tree, they're pretty much done.
Right.
But is there something special you would do if the bark is gone?
Yeah, you might try the
not beyond.
For a beaver like that, you might try the polypropylene, the weed mat,
and
wrap it with that. And it's pretty tough stuff. And in other words, they'll get stuck in it before they'll go through it. So that will probably deter them.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Very good. Trouble with beavers.
Yeah, that polypropylene, you could wrap it up or roll it up into a rope. Tow a truck with it. It's pretty strong.
It's that strong? Wow.
It's that strong.
That's
something
else. All right. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back after this 3-minute, 40-second timeout.
Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is getting busy and getting ready for the holidays. You'll find new shipments of pansies and flowering kale. Get ready for the holidays with amaryllis bulbs and Christmas cactus that they have available. And check out their new shipments of trees and shrubs. Right now is a great time to sow fescue seed and apply pre-emergent for winter weeds. Come see what's new at Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, noon to 5 Sunday.
With Christmas right around the corner, Peter's True Value in Dewey has some great deals. Save over $8 on a 29-piece DeWalt screwdriver bit set for $9.99. Peter's also has a 108 DeWalt mechanics tool set for $79.99, a savings of $25. Save $6 on a Lasco 15-watt oscillating ceramic heater for $39.99. Get these bargains just in time for Christmas gift giving, but only at Peter's True Value in Dewey.
Who do I call to get my trees trimmed?
Kelly Banks Tree Service.
Who can grind up these stumps in my yard?
Kelly Banks Tree Service.
There's a dead tree right by my house and I'm nervous it might fall.
Well, you better call Kelly Banks Tree Service.
What's that number?
It's 918-335-7000. It's 918-335-7000.
Call them today for your tree trimming, stump grinding, and tree removal needs.
That's 918-335-7000. 918-335-7000.
It's Christmas a la carte time, and this year promises to be better than ever. The homes on tour are the homes of Linda and Keith Cleaver in Pilsom Farm, Janelle and Scott Leonard, 2108 Coventry Court, and Paige and Andrew Kimry, 1211 Dogwood Court, where you'll find the bake shop. And after the tour, find your sweet treat at the Sugar Plum Shop at the Jewel Box Hotel Apartments, 211 South Johnstone. The Christmas a la carte is sponsored by RBS Bank, with proceeds benefiting the Bartlesville Civic Ballet. Times and dates are today from 10 to 4 and tomorrow from 1 to 4. Ticket prices are $20 in advance and $25 at the door. Tickets are available at Moxie on 2nd.
When you're hungry, head to Egbert's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And for you breakfast lovers, they serve breakfast all day long. Egbert's has 5 locations in the area: Bartlesville, Claremore, Caney, Coffeyville, and Independence. Hungry? Stop in at Egbert's for dine-in, carry-out, and even order your meal online. Egbert's hours are Sunday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight. That's Egbert's Restaurant.
Mr. Clean Car Wash is open.
We are open for business, and we have a manager special, which is $20, which includes our platinum package with an extra coat of carnauba wax, a 48-hour rain guarantee. The microfiber towel comes with the free towel. Just come back. If you're not happy with your wash, come back within 48 hours. Enter the code on the 5-digit code on the bottom, and you'll get a free bronze wash.
With your safety in mind.
Wiping down the auto sentries after about every 2 or 3 people come by, wiping off all the vacuum handles with good bleach and water.
Mr. Clean.
It is 8:46, and our phone lines are open here to the Green Country Gardener Program at 1-800-749-5936. Larry Glass, what do we have next?
One plant that puts on quite a show in the landscape, actually at this time of the year, it's beginning to make an appearance, mm-hmm. if you look carefully, is the deciduous holly.
Okay.
deciduous holly, is the Ilex verticillata or the Ilex decidua, depending on which one you have, the two of them.
Okay.
And they're noted by the wintertime exhibition of bright red berries on it. Mm. I have two of them in the backyard, and they're starting to put on a really big show right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, deciduous holly is an indigenous species. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it does well here. And actually, you can see some in action going down the road.
Wow.
There's one on the northwest corner of Adams and Silver Lake.
Mm-hmm.
If you look real closely, don't run into somebody looking for it, but you might have somebody in the car looking for you. And it's showing some color. You got a color?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, put them on.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Green Country Gardener Program. You got a question or comment for Larry?
Yes, I have a question. I have a red bud tree that's kind of grown a little bit over the house and up like that. Is right now the time to prune that back?
Yes. Yeah, wintertime's a good time to do some pruning on your trees, definitely.
Does that go for all trees? Right now would be the time just to prune them all back if I wanted to cut the tops off?
Generally speaking, yes. However, if you have a tree that blooms in the spring, such as a dogwood or even a red bud, your blossom show will be diminished somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Very good.
There
Thank you
go.
For calling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And that leaves a line open for you at 1-800-749-5936, Larry.
Well, anyway, the deciduous holly, native species that does very well here, tolerates a wide variety of soil conditions and drainage situations, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have around here. And I've got one in my backyard, and it's got red berries on it.
It does?
Yeah. You can see it over the fence.
Hmm.
It's got about 8 trunks coming up, multi-trunk thing.
Got it.
And you have to sort of keep it pruned back because it will form a bramble, if you will. So mm-hmm. it's a disadvantage, I guess. It kind of grows out, comes up from the roots now and then. You mm-hmm. got to cut that off. So just kind of maintain it that way. But anyway, it's a very no-care plant, long-lasting plant, too.
Mm.
And the berries stay on it until about the middle of February. And then it's typically attacked by robins. That's when the fruit in there,
mm-hmm.
the sugars in there, the starch turns into sugars when it warms up a little bit.
It's candy to the birds.
You bet. I had a family of robins that actually this year they built a nest in it, and I get chased.
My candy. These
angry robins. Get away from my tree. Okay, all right.
All right.
You have to wear a football helmet to, you know, work in the backyard. But anyway. So anyway, they're visible right now, and they're kind of easy to get. We have to order some of them to get mm-hmm. them in, but then they're in, get them in various sizes mm-hmm. and whatnot. So deciduous holly is a native species. Does good in the landscape, but be prepared to do some pruning on it shape it up the way we want it to shape. It look like. So it's a good plant. No diseases, no insect problems, nothing. Has to be to grow here. And it grows in a wide variety of situations. Mm-hmm. So you find it growing in the floodplains, you find it growing on the hill. It's a very adaptable plant.
Yep.
It has a fairly shallow root system on it.
Uh-huh.
So it's a good plant to have. Anyway, so that's that one. And let's see, time to plan your landscape, too. I got some of them on the drawing board getting done.
Uh-huh.
And your house is your largest investment you're going to make in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So you want it to look good, too. It'll make sense to keep it looking nice. And landscaping is that first impression you get when you look at the house. And you want a landscape that will basically be tailored to the house, per se.
Got
if
it.
You will, not just some rubber stamp thing. You really want to have it customized to your landscape, to mm-hmm. your house, too. And that's something that we can do. As I went to a house this last Thursday and stopped by, we talked about it. I took some pictures and measured it and all that, and made a 3D model of the house. So I'm going to email them the results probably this weekend just to see what they think.
Say, hey, look at this.
Look at this. Yeah, you take screenshots and send it to them. They go, mm-hmm. Oh, that looks pretty good. How much?
Yeah.
I'm working on it already.
Jeez. Working on it right now. As anyway, matter of fact, you read my mind.
So anyway, so that's an advantage of having a three-dimensional design program like that.
Oh, and it is sweet. It is sweet.
So.
We're going to take a little break here.
Okay.
Hear from Uncle Frank and a few others. And it will be a 2-minute, 10-second time out.
In the early 1900s, the world was changing, and the United States was taking its place as the premier industrial and political power in the world. The newest frontier was not the Wild West as much as it was industry and technology. The world was changing around Bartlesville and in Osage County as well during this time. Frank Phillips and his brother L.E. were growing tired of the boom and bust of the oil business and were in the process of selling off their oil leases and making plans to expand their banking business and making Kansas City their headquarters. The Phillips brothers owned lease 185 in Osage County, and by the terms of the lease, if they didn't drill it, they lost it. Well, it wasn't Frank Phillips' nature to walk away from an investment with at least trying, so rather than lose it, they decided to drill for oil, and they drilled 6 dry holes on that lease, and then finally on their 7th try, they hit oil at around 100 barrels a day. Encouraged, they drilled one more just to the west, and on March 22, 1917, Frank Phillips stood on the drilling platform when the earth and all around him began to tremble. The well exploded with a gusher of over 1,000 barrels a day. It has been said that that well was the beginning of Phillips Petroleum Company and therefore the history and legacy of Frank Phillips. Thanks to that well, we still have Willow Rock to remember the West, the oil, and the history of Frank and Jane Phillips. Come visit the past and capture the magic of Willow Rock. Welcome home to Willow Rock.
The Tulsa Oilers are back with a new owner, a new look, and a new attitude. The puck drops Sunday at 4:05. Stay after the game and skate with the players at the BOK Center. It's the ultimate experience of hockey and entertainment. Tickets at TulsaOilers.com. Experience hard-hitting, glove-dropping, pulse-pounding, glass-rattling kind of thrill. Get your tickets now at TulsaOilers.com. TulsaOilers.com. This is your town, your town, your team, your team. Your Tulsa Oilers are back.
Good morning. It is 8:54, 35 degrees, sunshine. Heading for high today, right around 50, 52 degrees. Our phone lines are open here for the Green Country Gardener Program. It is 1-800-749-5936 with Larry Glass, our expert, and I'm Tom Davis. What do we have next on the agenda?
Well, we were talking about landscape plans, and it's a, basically a plan. It's a goal, not necessarily something you have to do all at once. So if you and the plant selection is rather important too, depending on the house, the height of the windows, and the face of the house, north, mm-hmm. south, east, or west, mm-hmm. and soil type too plays a big part in that also, or lack thereof.
Lack thereof, yeah.
And another thing is drainage. Mm-hmm. Golly, I was at a house this week, and the front yard does not drain.
No.
So, but they don't want, and the floor elevation is just right there. Like, it's so, so critical.
Mm-hmm.
And golly, when it rains, it just, you know, there's like tidal waves coming up the front door, and it gets really close. So, yeah. And I encountered that in my backyard too. When we were remodeling the kitchen, mm-hmm. it rained real hard, and water started coming in through the wall. I said, oh my goodness, we got to do something about that.
Oh my.
So redid the backyard to where the water runs away. It might puddle a little bit in the middle of the backyard, but it's not getting into the house now.
Good.
So drainage patterns can be rather critical too. And you really don't want to. And one thing I tell people is I go to their house and see that I say your soil line is above your floor elevation of the house. That's an absolute no-no.
No, you don't do that. You don't,
unless you've got a concrete stem wall, still you can get flaws in the concrete. And the moisture can get in there, cause some dry rot in your studs and so on. So you want to make sure the water, you know, runs away from the house at all points.
Not into
and,
it.
And sometimes that's physically impossible using gravity.
Uh-huh.
There's just simply not the elevation change. And I've run into this in several cases this last year. And we put in a drain around the house, a gravel drain, otherwise known as a French drain.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the only way we can get the water out of here is with a pump. Pumps really aren't that expensive.
No, they're not.
They don't
not.
Draw that much power. They're pretty reliable anymore. Yeah. You get a good cast iron pump, it'll last a long time. Kevin's son, Caleb Potter, we mm-hmm. ran into that situation at his house where the water was getting into the ducts. Mm-hmm. And I said, we're going to have to dig way down below that elevation mm-hmm. to get the water to go before it has a chance to get under the house. And I said, in order to do that, we'll have to put in a pump. because you don't have enough elevation change anywhere on your property line to use a gravity drain on the water.
Mm.
Oh, so it's okay. And it worked out pretty good.
Remedy.
Exactly. And what golly went it rain? He tells me, he opens up the garage door. I said, we need to let the water go under the driveway through a 1-inch pipe, mm-hmm. or take it up out to the street and let it go into the
let do what it's going to do. Line. Yeah.
And he said, no, I want to watch it work. So he watches the pump shoot water across the driveway. Winter rains, but no more water in the heating ducts.
Got
no
it.
More goldfish under the house. So
you don't need that.
That's kind of fun too. So anyway, at the nursery, golly, we have a great selection of poinsettias. You might pop by and look at them. Mm-hmm. Great seasonal color. We're right out of Christmas cactus. We've had a real big run on Christmas mm-hmm. cactus this year. So we have don't have very many of them left this year.
You know, we mentioned those on the show, and it's like, oh, there you go, and next thing you know.
Schlumbergier, they are, and they sold real well this year, too. They're kind of an easy plant to grow, mm-hmm. and they you can keep them from year to year in the house. They mm-hmm. do very well in the house. They don't need a whole lot of light.
Yeah.
So the important thing to make them grow is to have an environmental change, mm-hmm. where it goes from kind of droughty to watery, mm-hmm. to rainy. Especially if you set them on top of the television set.
That's what you did when you were a kid.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, can't set anything on these new ones. They're all flat.
Yeah. About an inch wide.
Yeah, really. So so anyway, we have plenty of those and a great selection of houseplants, some philodendrons mm-hmm. and whatnot for the house, too. Mm-hmm. Houseplants, they bring oxygen to the house. And so it's kind of fun to grow something in the house, too. And we're selling quite a few of them, actually. Yeah. House plants are doing very well this year.
Good.
So, and, of course, a good selection of trees. We have some great-looking shrubs, some reblooming azaleas, which are actually blooming in the shade house now. Mm-hmm. We haven't had to cover the shade house yet this year. Typically, we have to do that.
Kind of early, yeah.
Around Thanksgiving, we have to close, you know, cover it over. But it's either, I'm either too busy or it's too windy. Or whatever.
It gets that way.
Or it's too hot to cover. Anyway, so the weather's been really good this year. Anyway, we're on No Water Road, the south side of the road, halfway between Madison and Washington Boulevard. Uh-huh. And we have a great selection of wreaths still, Christmas wreaths, and some poinsettias. So come on out. And by all means, when you do come out, or when you do your gardening, keep that shovel sharp. We'll see you next week.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.